Chapter 15. I struggled to my feet. Panic froze my brain. She stared at me, gripping the spatula tightly in one hand. I needed help, I said finally. With a homework assignment. I thought maybe you could help me. On a Saturday morning? She asked. It's very early. You're right, I said. What was I thinking? I started to walk away. Come in, Michael, Mrs. Hardesty said. Don't hurry away. You're just in time. I want you to try my special eggs. Huh? I gasped. No way. I almost blurted out, I saw what they do, but I stopped myself at the last second. Come in, Michael. She held the door open. I can't, I said. I'm late for something. Lame. How lame was that? It will only take a second, Mrs. Hardesty said. It's a new egg recipe. You'll be the first to try it. No, I won't. I saw you try it. I think I might be allergic to eggs, I said. She laughed. Not these eggs. These eggs are special. Then her smile faded. Michael, get in here, she ordered. Before I knew it, I was sitting at her kitchen table. Her dark eyes flashed as she set a big plate of eggs down in front of me. I'm so glad you stopped by, she said. I gulped and gazed down at the eggs. They were fluffy and bright yellow. They didn't smell like eggs. They smelled kind of like hay and fertilizer. You know that smell when you drive past a farm in the summer? I can't, I said. I'm sorry, I had such a huge breakfast. I started to stand up, but Mrs. Hardesty leaned over me, forcing me to sit back down. She took a fork and scooped a chunk of egg. Then she slid the fork into my mouth. Eat up, Michael, she said softly, her breath brushing my ear. Delicious, right? I didn't want to swallow, but the egg slid down my tongue. It tasted like chalk, very dry. My heart started to do a tap dance in my chest. My ears tingled. Mrs. Hardesty forced another forkful down my throat. I was terrified and angry at the same time. She tried to feed me more. I shoved her hand away. The eggs went flying across the table. Too late. Too late, I realized. I already felt strange. My whole body tingled. My skin felt rubbery. I shuddered. You've been a lot of trouble, Michael, Mrs. Hardesty said softly. She backed away. Her face was twisted in excitement. You've been a lot of trouble to me, haven't you? She said. But from now on, I think we're going to get along just fine. No! I tried to cry out, but only a hoarse croak escaped my throat. I felt my arms shrinking, my hands folding into my wrists. I raised them and groaned. My skin was green and covered in bumps. In place of fingers, I had claws. My stomach lurched. Strange sounds burst from my open mouth. I felt my face changing. I reached up and wrapped a claw around my long snout. A long, dry snake tongue whipped out of my mouth. I leaped up from the kitchen table. I jumped right out of my clothes. My chair went flying backward. I tried to run and tripped over my jeans. My lizardy body heaved in and out. I'm a monster, I realized. It took only two little forkfuls, and I'm a monster. I staggered back on my stubby legs. I felt sick. The room became a black and white blur. My tongue slid in and out. Mrs. Hardesty tossed back her head and laughed. You look wonderful, Michael, she said. She slapped my green, bumpy back. I couldn't make words. You're my little baby now, Mrs. Hardesty said. I'm going to keep you nice and safe with my other little babies. Won't that be fun? She dug her nails into my shoulders as she forced me down the basement stairs. Blocking my escape, she unlocked the door and pushed me in with the other monsters. See you later, little babies, she cooed. Mama is going out to shop for supplies. I'm going to scramble up a big egg on Monday. big enough for the whole school. She laughed a cold laugh. Who said teachers don't have fun? She slammed the door. I heard the click of the lock. I spun away from the door and glanced around the room. Was there a window I could escape through? Another door? I had to get out of there and warn everyone. She was planning to turn the whole school into monsters on Monday. I shut my eyes, trying to think. Even if I escaped, how could I warn everyone? I couldn't even speak. Besides, who would listen to a lizardy green monster? When I opened my eyes, I had a surprise. The other monsters had lined up. They stood in a straight line, staring at me. Their tongues flicked in and out. They lowered their heads, opened their jaws, and uttered low growls, not friendly. I didn't need any hints. I could see they weren't happy about me. Dudes, I'm on your side. That's what I wanted to say. Instead, it came out. I started to back toward the door, but they moved quickly. They slid across the floor and formed a circle around me. I raised both front claws. I surrender. It didn't impress them. The circle grew tighter as they closed in on me. Closer. Closer. I was trapped in the middle. Nowhere to run. Their growls grew louder. And what was that snapping sound? Their jaws moving hungrily. I gritted my teeth. I held my breath. And they pounced.